Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. First off, tonight I must apologize about last night. We had a technical issue with our radio board and operator, and I want to apologize to each and every one of you. So, if you were on last night, please press 1 and identify yourself right off the bat. I know we had several. I just couldn't get the board to function and operate. So if you would press 1 and let me know you were here last night, I'm going to actually try to make it up to you and get you one extra little resonator for your troubles. So press 1 right now. But first, after you're doing that, and then Richard, butt in any time somebody's pressing 1, I want to go ahead and do a little housekeeping. This show has not been evaluated by any government agencies. We, Irv and I, and Richard, we are not doctors or practitioners, so we are not qualified to answer anything medical, so we ask you not to ask anything medical. This show is for educational and informational purposes only. We are not here to try to cure, prevent, diagnose any kind of diseases or any kind of cures of any kind of medical issues. And second, we are not here to try to discuss any kind of income or income claims because each and every individual is individual and unique. Some people will listen to what we're having to say tonight, and it'll turn on a big, huge, bright bulb that can beam to the moon and back. And then some people cannot concept it and don't believe in what we're going to share with you. As a matter of fact, we always like to tell each and everybody that comes to the show, don't believe anything you hear. Physically prove us wrong and try it and get a free sample and do your research because you will become like myself and Richard and Irv and some of us that are on this call. Now, before we get too further, grab your pen, grab your piece of paper, and if you have any issues in your life, let's say you get a little soreness in your feet or in your calves or in your ankles or your back or shoulders or arms, I'd like to talk to you about it. Let's say you have an issue that you've tried for years and years like I used to. 12 years ago, I was in a car in a truck wreck where I didn't have a choice, but I basically broke half of one side of my body. The wife I had ballooned me up, and I went up to over 380 pounds. Maybe you need to lose a few inches. Maybe you need to lose a lot of weight like I did. I'll share with you how to drop about 100 to 120 pounds or less or more. Depends on you. I'll share with you how to detox your body. If you just want to learn how to basically keep your same weight as where you're at right now and you don't want to gain any weight but you want to stay there, we'll share it with you. Maybe you wake up in the morning and you're stiff. It's hard for you to get up out of bed. I'll share with you how we can do something. Maybe you wake up and you got a lot of chores to do, but your mind is just foggy, you know, and you can't seem to get going. Or maybe you like that get up and go, that extra oomph to do something. You got to clean your yard or got to clean your hedges. You know, you got to do a lot of extra work. Or maybe you want to play some sports. Or get out there with the 19 and 20-year-old teenagers and play a little football or tennis or soccer. Maybe you need a little extra energy. Or maybe you need a little extra more boost in that bedroom area and having your wife go, holy moly, who are you? Hey, we can share issues and do some things. Maybe you need to have more energy in your life. Maybe you'd like to be able to create more vibrant sales and be more vibrant, have lots of things. If you got issues and have questions, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to interview a friend of mine that I've known for years and years. He and I both have built brick-and-mortar businesses that exceeded more than $3.6 to $4 million every single year in sales for many, many multiple years. We've done this. This is not our first little rodeo that we've been involved in. We both have business degrees. We both have marketing degrees, but Irv is a little different. Irv actually was a college professor, and he has an MBA. He taught college students, but not only college students, but to graduate students. He taught all aspects of marketing, business. He's got a psychology degree. He's got a speech degree. But he's a basically a naturist. He is one of these type of people that can go out, literally lay in a field, and absorb the earth. He's been all around the world, and he's one of the foremost people around the world on this subject. Literally taking more than a million plus people in jungles, into swamps, into deserts, all kinds of weird places around this entire globe on this beautiful earth called planet. And he's taken them all around and visited many, many countries around the world. He is a worldly traveler and a naturist. So we're going to interview Professor Irv. We're going to ask him to tell us a little bit about a gentleman that came to America early in a journal that we've now got to, view. We're going to ask him about what was in 1895 about a car driving by itself, about quantum resonating energy, because some of you don't know what that is. We're going to ask him about the little 3.5 wide by 5-inch long little box. We're going to talk about, the things he got robbed of, that he actually worked with some major, major well-known people, that he got robbed of some different technologies. Then we're going to talk a little bit about a young man at 19 years old that was a quantum physics major that believed in something, and we're going to talk about a company that him and his father and brother started that's been around for more than 8 years, that's 8 years old, that's more than a $1 billion company, and why has nobody heard of them? So these are some of the things, along with what questions that you have for Professor Irv. Somebody's got some background noise. I don't know who that is. If you could figure out how to eliminate that background noise, that would be great. Richard, do we have anybody that's actually pressed one just yet?
Yes, we do. And it's Pam, and I've opened up her line here. So, Pam, go right ahead.
Hello.
Well, hello, superstar.
I hear that static, too. I'm not sure what's going on with that. But otherwise, you're coming in loud and clear and super excited that everything's in order tonight. The energy's moving freely.
I tried to pick up the
call last night, and I just missed your call. So I walked away from the phone for a minute. But definitely... the energy is moving here at Down to Earth. I'm refreshing the earthing water, and everything's going great. We may have had our busiest Thursday yet today. So I haven't,
I wanted to ask you. When I first told you, and the expression, Lily, that I got over the phone, when I first told you to basically take earthing and food freshness water and kind of put it into some jars or put it into a big thing and then take some jars and put it in your store, I got silence for a little bit, and I thought you thought I was crazy. And then you didn't and I had to remind you a couple of times about that. And I didn't realize but since you have took my ideal and Herb's ideal, and you've basically have energized and basically freshenized your water and putting these jars around your store, is it created a lot more energy, and has it created a lot more sales in your store?
It's like you say, Gary, you guys say, take the challenge, prove us wrong. Well, I couldn't do that. I failed. I couldn't prove you wrong. So our sales are at least double, but, sometimes even more than that. And we can tell the difference when I'm busy and I forget to recharge that water and replenish it. There'll be a little dip. And a couple of weeks ago, my daughter said, well, what's going on, Mom? Why did we slow down so much? And it was like a light bulb. So recharge the water, and within like 15 minutes, literally 10 to 15 minutes, and people just started coming in the door. And it's new people and it's people that have been here before, and they're like, wow, what's the energy shift? Because we've always had good energy, but now we have great energy and people are like, you know, taking out their wallets. So it's awesome.
You now have like quantum energy and people don't understand.
We have quantum energy. Yes.
Have you done it in your home yet? Because not just your store, have you done this in your home? Because I'm going to tell you what, when you put it in your home, it's just something about, I don't know what it does, it's just like a great big globe that comes around your house. And it does something different in your house. It does something different with you sleeping. I mean, I've got a big, big bedroom. I mean, and most people, when if they saw my bedroom, they'd go, holy moly. You know, my bedroom's about 30 feet by 30 feet. I've got a huge, large bedroom in my house. I've got about a 3,800 square foot house. But, you know, the bedroom is huge. And I've got them in the corners of the bedroom, but I also have them, Lily, four underneath my bed, along with the food freshness card, Lily, under my sheets, with an earthing card, and I have them in my pillows. Now, some people go, that seems like expensive. Yeah, it could be, but not really. Not compared to my health, not compared to how fast my arm is healing with this surgery that I just had. They were basically telling me it's going to be at least 16 weeks with my surgery. Realistically, I go to the doctor tomorrow morning, and I'm hoping that he's going to release me and basically within 3 weeks and having my arm. Basically, the swelling has went down tremendously. It's been itching like crazy, which normally means when it itches, it's healing. I'm able to move my arms and my fingers better without the hurting. So I'll find out in the morning about what this quantum resonating energy really is going to do for us. But I want to throw a question at Professor Herb. Maybe you have one. Professor Herb, are you here already?
Yes.
Herb is
Richard
here.
Is,
there we go.
Okay. You hear Professor?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Tell us a little bit about what I was going over with Miss Pam about her quantum, because a lot of people, when we say quantum resonating energy, I get a look from people like, you know, like, am I in outer space? Or, you know, they just look at me like, what the heck are you talking about? Can you tell us a little bit about Nikola Tesla and quantum resonating energy, and then a little bit about some of the other issues that I was discussing? But why has Pam got so much vibrant energy now in her store, and why can so many people feel the value when they walk into her store? Why do they feel like opening up their wallets, or why do they feel so much more energy when they walk into her store because of what we shared with her and told her to do? Why does it do that?
Everything in this world is resonating energy. Specifically, you know, whether you look at the window in your bedroom or you're driving down the road out through the windshield, whether you're on pavement or concrete, whether you're looking at a tree, walking on grass, you know, embracing the earth, looking at the sun, everything is resonating a specific frequency of energy. And we as earth beings are energized by the earth itself. There's a lot of people that are really tuned into that phenomenon. It's called earthing or grounding. And I highly recommend that you do your diligence. But bottom line is that when any earth being, whether it's an animal or a plant or a human, I guess we can't call a plant a being, but anything, you know, on the earth that basically is embracing the frequency of the earth, they begin to flourish. And there are, you know, now a lot of scientific validation as to why that happens. Actually, we have found a great medical doctor that talks about how much earthing is enough. And if you want to watch her little video, it's about 7 minutes long. It's tinyurl.com/Dr. Earthing. That's DrEarthing. And, you know, what you'll find is that just hugging a tree, you know, a second, begins to improve your well-being. It reduces inflammation. And the longer that you earth, the bigger and better the benefits. Okay, so, you know, if you want to improve your immune system, if you want, you know, emotional balance and, you know, if you want things to be closer to normal, the way they were intended to be before man got in the way of adding so many stressors in our life, you know, the pollution that we ultimately experience in the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the chemicals we're exposed to, the EMF in the atmosphere, you know, and now with the rollout of 5G, we're just under so many critical chronic stressors that our body is overwhelmed. Well, the energy that you were talking about, we have an earthing card. We have a food freshness card. We have EMF shields. We have, you know, various patches that have been embedded with various combinations of frequencies that impact our energy field. And when anybody, you know, specifically has the opportunity to do positive things relative to their overall energy, things begin to improve. You know, the problem is that our bodies are energy, and every day we're being bombarded by internal and external stressors to that energy system from, you know, everything around us. When your body's energy flow is drained, blocked, imbalanced, or interrupted, you feel discomfort, fatigue, and so many other symptoms. Well, when you were talking about energizing water and placing it, you know, contiguous to the walls of your room or the corners of your bed or any other, you know, exposure to this energy begins to have major impact in all of us in so many ways. And that's exactly what Pam is experiencing at her store, you know, because most people, you know, they have complications in their energy fields. And what she has done by creating this energy field is she's providing a simple solution that is beginning to have major impact on those people's lives. So, of course, they're going to, you know, be in a better mood and, you know, begin to be energized and decide they, you know, would like to purchase some things and decide they want to enjoy more blessings of all the cool things that she has in that store. And everybody that has a business in this planet should begin to realize the power of natural energy and, you know, could definitely capitalize on it when they're smart enough to do that. Now, let's you know, kind of jump a little bit back in time. Nikola Tesla, who is amazingly, you know, renowned for his futuristic ideas. In fact, I have a friend that sent a post today to Niagara Falls. And, you know, of course, you go there to get the spectacular view of the falls. And, well, it's more than that. You really go there because the energy of the falls and the rapids below the falls on the Niagara River are amazing. And how they impact you is, you know, something that you need to experience and experience often. Well, just so happens that Nikola Tesla coincidentally realized that the power of that river was impeccable. And he engineered a little electro project, a hydro plant, which is still functioning and energizing the entire Niagara region. And it's been replicated all around the world. But, you know, whether that's important in your life or not doesn't really matter. What is important in your life is your energy field. And though, you know, your doctor won't address it, though he probably doesn't even know much about it. You know, bottom line is, he's only concerned about eliminating some symptoms that you may have. Well, we go far beyond that. We have the opportunity, using amazing technology, patented, formulated by a young man about, no, less than 20 years of age when he was invited to the Tesla convention in Germany. He and his father went. His father, Rick Hassler, had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the international industrial giant, for big bucks, and was, you know, comfortable in life. And when they came back from that convention, he was literally flabbergasted by his son's statement, "Dad, based upon what we saw and some of the things that we heard, I believe I can make some practical applications out of some of those theoretical things and impact the world." Well, he has done that. In fact, the technologies that we were talking about to energize your energy fields are patented technologies that, again, have come about from the pioneering research of Nikola Tesla and the developments in a U.S. physics, quantum physics laboratory in Brockton, Massachusetts, that pretty much is kind of staffed by this genius young man. And all I can say is that the six patents that he already has, you know, had approved, and some of the other patent pending ideas that you'll be made aware of in a relatively short, you know, period into your future, are not only revolutionary, but they have the ability to change your life in so many ways that it's mind-boggling. And, you know, what Gary was alluding to at the beginning of the program, you know, all the solutions he was offering, we have those and more in practical, affordable. In fact, let's go beyond affordable. Based upon the promotions that we put together on this radio blog show, you can acquire every single modality that the company has available, all of these frequency devices, for free. So, you know, I highly recommend that you kind of step up your game, do what it takes, and later on in the show we'll detail, you know, the different actions that you could take to begin to acquire these bonuses. In the meantime, all first-time listeners are entitled to a 9-day supply minimally and can actually up that to a 36-day supply without any cost. We pay the shipping, and we even throw in an EMF shield. That's a, you know, a really high-tech solution to mitigate the complications of electromagnetic frequency from the devices that you typically have around you that are emitting electromagnetic radiation. So improve your life. Don't take our word for anything. Start asking some questions. Press 1. We'll be glad to go into, you know, maybe a perfect solution to a complication that you already have somewhere in your realm of influence. You know, maybe it's your children. Maybe you want to protect them from EMF. Maybe it's your parents. You potentially want them to be as vibrant and energized as is possible. Maybe it's you. Stress, anxiety, immunity, weight loss. You know, there's so many different aspects that, you know, you can improve your life in so many ways. Well, let's talk about starting that path to bringing yourself to a healthier, more vibrant version of where you are today. Press 1. Press 1, and we'll open your line so that you can begin to, you know, tell us your experiences, or, you know, ask your first question, or just introduce yourself so we can give you some freebies.
Absolutely. Well, we're waiting on Richard, and interject Richard anytime somebody presses 1. Pam, is a professional Reiki master for more than 20 years. And so she has, I know when Irv first talked to her and shared with her the vision of where we were going as this, with this young company and put an earthing card in her hand, I know when she first, it's just like most people when we first talked to them, kind of think that Irv and I are like aliens or from outer space when we tell people that we can give you more energy or, you know, we can make you stronger or we can actually change the flavor of wine with a card. You know, people just kind of look at you like, oh, here's somebody that's escaped from, you know, Moxkin Bend, a mental institution or something. Pam, what was your first impression when we first introduced this to you and handed you a card? Could you tell immediately something that was powerful in this card that Irv handed you, or did he do a little test first and then hand you the card?
Well, as a Reiki master, I'm pretty sensitive to energy. We'll just say it that way. And so I didn't feel it immediately. It actually took about 50 seconds. So, and yeah, I was kind of thinking, he was kind of talking a little kooky, but he also had a very honest face. So when he asked me if I would do a muscle test, which I was very familiar with, I said, sure. So 50 seconds of holding that earthing card, and the best way I can describe it is just a general feeling of well-being. When he first, for anyone who doesn't know about muscle testing, you hold your arm out and the person will just press down on your arm. You resist, try and keep your arm exactly where it is, straight out from your body. So my arm went down about 2 inches, maybe 3, and that indicates, you know, there's a little weakness there, I guess you would say, something out of alignment. And so after 50 seconds of holding that card, and Irv tested me again, just pushing down slightly, gently on my arm, and he couldn't move it. So I immediately felt stronger. And then I, you know, I didn't right away say, you know, oh, give me that, or yeah, I want that, because, you know, we have to test things out and feel the water. So I thought I would just pay attention to how I was feeling throughout the day. And truthfully, after just that 50 seconds with the card in my hands, it was about the 4-hour mark. And then it just dawned on me. All of a sudden, I was working around my store, and it just dawned on me, oh, that's right. That's how I was feeling before I held that card. And so that's when I reached out and said, you know, tell me more. I'm very interested. And I used the earthing card. I used all of the different batteries with my Reiki clients who are coming in to feel better. And the coolest part about it is that it's almost like they can take me with them. They can have their Reiki master with them anywhere and everywhere with the earthing card and the other modalities. You have that power to, when you notice something's out of whack, to do an energy adjustment. And you don't have to wait until you point with someone or and it's beautiful. And anybody who's into energy work and concerned, oh, well, then they won't need us anymore, that's so not true. It enhances the work that we're doing, because once people get balanced out, then we can go to even higher levels. So it's just a beautiful pairing with what we do here. And like Irv was saying, you know, we have crystals and gems, and handmade jewelry and incense and sage and cool clothing and just tons of stuff. And people, you know, feel better in the vibration of things that are from the planet. And we see that every day. We see that here. And now, and I love the way you said that, Gary, now we're at a quantum level.
It'll raise your quantum level in your whole entire. Now imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if you were to take what she's talking about with the energy field, imagine you taking, like I do, every day. I have actually went and bought me one of them old wash tubs, you know, where you can like hold 10, 15, 20 gallons of water in there. And I basically take I fill it up. There is an earthing card and a food freshness card in there, and literally every day I've got 2 or 3 gallon jugs that I dip down in that water. And before I ever done anything with it, I wanted it to be really in my house. I wanted so much energy in my house. I left it, and I still there. And I fill it up maybe, you know, about once a week. Don't have to do a whole lot, but I do because I take gallons of water out of that, and then I stick into the refrigerator. I got 3 gallons of that water in my refrigerator, and I try to drink over a gallon, between 1 to 2 gallons of that water personally a day, of food freshness, of the and the earthing card to give me a double whammy of energy. And Irv and I was talking about earlier, because I have I still use the weight loss, and I got a kind of like a thermal thimble type thing that I've put on there, because not only can you lose weight with this, you can literally put it on a glass jar, a quart jar, or you could put it on a plastic bottle, and you can resonate the frequencies that we have embedded into each individual ones. We have something for your mind to balance your mind. We have something for your balance, your entire body. We have things that will help improve the soreness or the stiffness in your body. We have so many different things. You see, we've worked with practitioners from all over the world, medical and not just Western medicine, but Eastern medicine, where we've got, and if you'll read and go back and really read, you know, the ancient ancestors used Eastern medicine a lot to do things to help them. Well, when that frequency is all embedded and you can put it on a glass or a plastic bottle, you can benefit. One of the most amazing things, and I don't know if you've done this yet, Pam, but if you take a rug, you know, near your cash register, put you a rug near your cash register, and then take one of your waters, and put it in, and get you a spray bottle, and put you a few other items near your cash register. Spray that mat, and soak that mat into food freshness water, and earthing water, and watch them pull out extra money and buy things that's really close to you. See if that don't happen, because when they're standing on that mat, they're going to literally, and I'm talking about 2 and 3 days after it's dried, maybe a month after it's dried, they're still going to have that energy that comes over them, and they're going to go, wow, it's just amazing. And then if you drink that water, your insides will say thank you, literally. I mean, I know mine do, and I'm fixing to add CBD back to mine. You do?
I agree with all of that, and I put some wow stickers, cash register, along with all the stones and gems that I have. But I haven't tried. I didn't even think about trying in front of the cash register. So I will, and I'm filling my spray bottles right now as we speak. I've had the water energizing in the back room, so I will try. I'll begin tomorrow.
Yeah, just get you a great big old welcome mat, right? And put it in get a great big welcome mat, one of them big ones, and lay it in front of your right there in your whole cash register, where multiple people are standing on it, and see if that may not help. And little bitty trinkets that's around your cash register, see if it won't help you generate a few more ideal sales. And spray that mat, you know, maybe once a month, spray it.
just keep it to keep it vitalized with it, just with the water, not where it's damp, because you know, let it dry and watch what's the energy when people step on that. Is that about right, Irv? We've done that before with other people. Won't they get some energy, or like you could do muscle testing with that?
Yeah, it's you know, the same thing as having the card. It's the same thing as spraying those people directly with the misting water. It's the same as if they are drinking the water. For one reason or another, the specific space where you have energized, you know, that area holds that energy even after the water has evaporated. I'm not quite sure that I can get my head around why that works. Usually it's, you know, through an aqueous solution of some kind, but we're seemingly seeing some kind of residual energy effect without the water.
And that's amazing how water can absorb these frequencies and carry any one of these frequencies. The water will absorb what is in the cards or within our little resonator batteries. It will attract it and hold it and keep it. I think, didn't we do one that the water was there like 90 days or something? It still carried the charge?
Yeah, specifically that was earthing water, and we put it into a plastic bottle, and we did muscle testing pretty much every day consistently with, you know, various people, and we found that it tested, you know, very positive. It continued to hold the energy until we ran out of water in that bottle. I believe it was the 88th or 89th day. So we know it holds
just
energy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Tell us a little bit about one of our favorites, about Nitro. Why do I, just like on my arm right now, I've had surgery. They had to repair the ligaments and the muscles and nerves and upper and lower carpal tunnel in my arm. They cut my, basically from, they thought they were going to have to go into my neck and shoulder, but they only went maybe 5 inches from my elbow, above my elbow and below my elbow, about 5-inch cut and about 3 or 4 inches in my hand. Why have I got WOW, Balance Plus, a new one that I'm prototesting called Renew. I've got Revive, and I got multiple Nitros. Why would I wear all this literally on my arm under the Band-Aid, the big wrap?
Well, let's start with the fact that, number one, all of these energy modalities are beneficial. The frequencies have been developed in such a fashion based upon, you know, perpetual experiments. You know, the ideas come from, you know, some of the practitioners that have been involved for 8 years now, and from those of us in the field that, you know, are coming up with great innovative ideas. Company is willing to, you know, run any frequency, basically isolating a specific frequency, and then if they could get their head around how we could improve the outcome of our various batteries, and I like calling all these things batteries, you know, the carbon fiber earthing card, the food freshness card, the hologram EMF shields, and then all the peel and stick devices, which, you know, are intended to be replaced on the body or around the body every about 72 hours, 3 days. And what, you know, we do know is that a lot of these frequencies, and there's different frequencies in the various devices or in the different batteries, and they work synergistically. So, you know, you're a genius, Gary. You know, specifically the more positive energy that you have impacting that really compromised, stressed area of your body, the more likely it is to, you know, begin to recover quicker and get back to vital vibrancy. So makes sense. And the Nitro patch, basically based upon some Nobel Prize-winning science back in the 90s, we know a lot about nitric oxide. And what we, you know, can take away, among other things, is that it has impact on your entire cardiovascular system's health. It's a natural vasculator. It facilitates the dissemination of nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body. So makes sense if you're trying to heal that you want to get the mitochondria in every cell to be able to empower themselves at a little higher, more efficient level. And hence, nitric oxide is such a simple modality for, you know, making that happen. And we could demonstrate that. You could get nitric oxide test strips. You could see, you know, what your levels of nitric oxide are. You know, when we were youthful, men, you know, age 18, women 22, 24, when they peak naturally, specifically have huge levels of nitric oxide, which is a gas, all through their cardiovascular system. And unfortunately, as we get older, it begins to wane. By the time we're 40, typically we've lost about 30% production. By the time we're 50, we lose another 20%. And for people that, you know, are beyond that, they're losing it at a very rapid rate traditionally. And there's no reason for that. We now have a simple peel and stick. Put it on, and it will afford your body the natural resonating energy from, you know, various frequencies from plants and other sources that will naturally stimulate your own nitric oxide production. Watch your testing process if you're using those strips so that you'll see that your levels of nitric oxide are going back to more youthful levels. And I don't know about anybody listening, but would you like to perform like you did when you were 18? Or do you want to perform like you, you know, are at 70 or whatever? And in my opinion, there's no comparison. And now we have simple batteries that facilitate that ultimate return to vibrant health.
Okay, nobody else has pressed one yet, Irv. Thank you. And thank you, Pam, for all your questions and your points. Again, if you're a first-time caller, press one if you've got a question, and also press one so we can set you up with some free patches.
Well, waiting on that, Richard, is there anything that you've been testing lately, and have you noticed any kind of difference in any of the quantum resonating energy? Because I know you use some of this since you're one of our leading leaders with us. You care to share anything that's been come across your way? Anybody you've helped do something that's completely different? What about the lady that when we were testing the Balance Plus couldn't move real well, and then can you tell that story about
what the Balance Plus did to that lady? I'm going to share that on Thursday, on Saturday also.
Okay.
So one of my friends who, you know, we've worked with her for, 10 years on various health issues, and she's had a lot of success. So she really had a lot of issues that all of a sudden dumped on her, emotional type issues, and that took a toll on a lot of things. So I went over there to visit her, and she's had great results with the cards, with different things. So the earthing card had, she was having some real horrible bowel issues, and she, I took my lanyard off with the earthing card and put that around her neck so it was down by her stomach, and virtually from that point on, the problems with her stomach just went away. So that was interesting. So we've had a lot of successes. So she's very willing to try things. So the last time I was over there, I had a Balance Plus, some patches. And so I put one on the CT junction on the neck. That's where the neck joins the spine. And before that, she had lost her confidence in walking, and she was just taking baby steps. Well, she sat there for a few minutes after I put it on, and she had to go get something, and she stood up and started walking across the room and just stopped and looked at me because she was taking normal steps instead of baby steps, being very unassured of her walking. So that was major. And when that had happened, you know, she wanted me to give Rick a call to tell him thank you for that product and how much it had helped her. So that's just one of the two that I'm going to share here this weekend. If you want to hear the other one, you're going to have to come back on Saturday.
Cool.
But we've had a
wait to bait the audience.
That's right. I had another lady who had come to a couple of my meetings, and the second meeting she came to and had a lot of discomfort in her hip, and her doctor had wanted to do some serious things to her hip, and she didn't want to do that. So she had started taking a couple minerals and was feeling a little bit better. But I gave her handed her my earthing card and said, just put it, you know, by your hip where it hurts. And so at the end of the meeting, when she got up, she said, you know, normally when I sit that long, I am stiff, and it takes me a lot to get moving again. She said, but I just, holding that card there, I just stood up and could start moving. So that impressed her. Something could do that much in such a short time. So she handed me back the card, and she said, well, when can we get together, you know, so I can get some of these? And so we picked out a time, and I said, handed her the card back. I said, why don't you hold on to this until we get together? And tears in her eyes, she just ran over and gave me a hug. That's how much the difference was to this person. And our products, they work this way. I mean, you know, when we have people who have discomfort and have had discomfort for a long time for a lot of reasons, when that goes away, they notice the difference and they want the products. And so that's just always, at that point, find out the best deal for them. And that's what I do. Back to you, Gary and Irv. I do have one person on here who I don't know. The person's not on my list. If you want, we could open them up and maybe we know them.
Please do.
For sure.
Okay. Last four digits, 3157, 3157. I'm opening up your line. We just want to know your first name and where you're calling from.
3157. That is the last four digits of your
telephone number. Linda Washington. This is Linda from Michigan.
Hey, Linda.
Linda from Michigan.
How are you? Brenda.
Hi.
Brenda, how are you?
No, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Linda.
It's Brenda.
L-I-N-D-A.
Yeah, that's
Linda.
What I saw. Linda,
okay.
Yes,
Linda.
From Michigan.
Linda.
LaDon invited me.
Who invited you?
LaDon.
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 From Michigan.
L-E-D-O-N.
Charles Gillespie in LaDon.
Oh, Charles.
Yeah,
well,
LaDon.
You're in the same area
Charles,
code
okay.
as his, so I was thinking
yes.
of that, so.
Yes.
What did you learn tonight?
How's everyone? Well, I've been listening. I have pain, too, so I've been listening. And I've been using the spray, the water spray on
yes,
my body.
Ma'am. Yes,
so
ma'am.
So I'm still listening.
Can you tell any difference?
Which water are you spraying? Just out of curiosity, you know, when we could, you know, impact water using all the modalities, the earthing card, the food freshness card, the various patches. I'm just curious, you say you're using the water spray. What frequencies are you impacting with?
My brother, Charles, he told me to spray it on my body, and I think I'm feeling a lot better. I haven't really noticed a difference yet, but I haven't been doing it very long, but I've been listening in.
Good.
He really swears by it.
Yeah, well, he's had such a dramatic improvement. It's remarkable. There's no
yes,
doubt.
Yes, he has.
In my opinion, you'll have that same benefit. You know, it takes some people longer. Depends on, you know, you may actually have some, you know, serious energy blockages, and we, you know, have to work through those. But it's inevitable that if you bring in the right energy and you do it, you know, efficiently and regularly, that you'll get improvements. And that's the miracles of what we have.
Yes, exactly. I understand.
Terrific. Well, we appreciate your tuning in, and all I can say is keep us posted on your journey.
I sure will.
Okay, great.
Hey, Linda, this is your
first
time, right?
Thank you, right?
Linda, is this your first time calling in?
Oh, no, not at all. No, it's not.
Okay. I just haven't had your number. I haven't been on at numbers before. I just wanted to check that. I'm going to add you to the list.
Oh, thank you. Yes, please do.
Okay, Linda, thank you.
Thank
you. Like they said, come back again and bring friends.
Oh, absolutely.
And bring people who you want to get to know, and maybe they'll be your friends too.
Absolutely. I hear you. I've been listening, and I've been listening to you guys.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Okay. Everyone else is a brand partner.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to hear from some of the brand partners, because it's been a while since we've heard from any of them. I'd love for you to introduce yourself and kind of tell us what you think about the new format that Irv and I are doing. Do you like it better this way, or do you like it the other way? We're getting kind of a lot that love this kind of format, but I'd like to hear from each and every one of you that's actually on the line and ask Irv or myself a question. So if you would, Richard, if voluntarily I'd like for you to press 1 from all of our branding partners, and if not, then Richard, if you'll open them up 1 at a time, and maybe we can get them to introduce themselves. Hopefully they'll volunteer and press 1 now, because I'd love to hear from everybody and you know, that's here, and basically, you know, say a word and tell us you're alive and what your experiences are so far and what you think about our show.
Gary, I sent you a text with the list.
Okay, with the people that are on there. All right, let me
get
to that. And Irv, go ahead. In the meantime, while I'm looking for this list, you start to say something
I want to reiterate our new rewards program. It's been intensified dramatically. A lot of the features, you know, are the way they've been, you know, since we incepted our giveaways, and you know, we've added to that. So let me just briefly, you know, go over the facts, and shortly we'll have this available on a website so that you could, you know, read it and share with other people. But basically, anytime you or a first-time listener specifically invite somebody that joins our radio blog, identifies themselves, fills in the form quantumsolutionsnow.info with their specific interests based upon what they heard on the show, they are entitled to, as soon as they review that information that's of relevance to them, a 9-day supply of resonators. Okay, that particular promotion is limited to one type of the peel and stick resonator. That could be, you know, anything in the product line except for the burn, because it takes, in my opinion, more than, you know, a 9-day, a 3-sticker experience to really begin to appreciate and how powerful that technology is. So the key is that first-time listeners have a window of opportunity their first 7 days from the first time they're on the radio show to begin to share with some other people and get them on also. And this is their reward for doing that. If they get 2 people that go through the process of, you know, filling in the quantumsolutionsnow.info, and if that's a problem, you know, we do have some people that really don't do the internet, and, you know, it's complicated for them to you know, go to the internet, just make sure that if you're a first-time listener, get back to your inviter, whoever invited you, and they'll definitely contact your guest and help them complete that form. So don't be concerned about the logistics of doing that. You know, we have a group of cohesively minded people here that are really out here to make a difference, to help people in any way we can. So, you know, when we indeed have two of your guests complete that form, get the information that's of interest to them and review it, you have what we call a home run, okay? And that home run gives you a bonus of 8 resonators, a 24-day supply of the PON stick. And at that point, you can pick anything you want. You know, you can pick a couple different kinds, and, you know, you'll have, and that includes the wow, I'm sorry, the burn. And, you know, you can begin to work out your personal experiences, you know, prove how well they work to yourself. And it gets even better. If a first-time listener, you know, gets a little more serious, you know, they have two, it could be their son and their daughter, or their father and their brother-in-law, or their next-door neighbor and their minister. You know, it doesn't matter who or how, but when they step up to the plate and they actually get 4 people within that 7 days that, you know, join our radio blog, we call that a grand slam. And a grand slam ups their reward from a 24-day supply to a 36-day supply, and we throw in an EMF shield. So, you know, we're talking about well over $50 worth of product, absolutely free, and, you know, there's no reason why all of the brand partners don't encourage their first-time guests to take advantage of that offer. Now, it gets better. And that is specifically the brand partner who invites guests to the radio program when they successfully have somebody show up, whether they fill in the quantumsolutionsnow.info and follow up or not, they get 1 point for that. When they have that person, you know, go through the process and review the initial information, they get 2 points for that. When they get, you know, specifically one of their first-time listeners to get the home run, they get a point for that. And if they get their first-time listener to get the grand slam, they get 2 points for that. So they can begin to accumulate points. Points can be redeemed, and they accumulate. They continue to accumulate. They can be redeemed for business tools, physical business cards. Specifically, you're going to see that with the, you know, the new release of some of the systems that we're about to integrate, linking up with Vistaprint, and, you know, we will indeed use those points to pay for your Vistaprint cards if you desire. So now is the time to begin to accumulate those points. If you indeed want to take advantage of our keyword texting format, again, we'll provide that as a bonus for points. And you'll see on the printed form, you know, we have that available on that site that we're in the process of putting together. You'll be able to review all the detail as to how many points you need to accumulate, you know, a sleeve of EMF shields, or, you know, specifically what you need to do to get a pet tag, whether it's a regular pet tag or the wow pet tag, the freshness card, the earthing card. Again, it's a matter of consistently developing more points. So please take advantage of that. I mean, that gives you, you know, from a business perspective, in the entire realm of home-based business, the idea of being able to acquire, you know, unlimited products without any expenditure and then turn around and sell them at retail, talking about profitability in a way to successfully build income in a business, doesn't get any better than that. And the behaviors that we're reinforcing, which includes, you know, inviting people to be on this radio blog show, inviting people, again, there's other ways to get points, inviting people to listen to an archive of a specific show of, you know, our radio blog show. They're all archived. And again, when you're dealing with international prospects, it's hard to get them, you know, alive on a call that's at a specific time. Could be really complicated relative to, you know, where they are in the world, and could be cost prohibitive. Well, you know, you get a link to them, and we reward that behavior. And then, you know, we have the Tuesday night webinar, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and we reward your behavior of getting new first-time listeners on that particular forum, as do we, you know, reinforce your activity of getting people on the Saturday product or testimonial showcase. And, you know, just it's about, you know, sharing this information with the world. And the more you do it, the more, you know, flourishing your business will become, and the bigger the rewards that you will accumulate. So definitely a win.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
No one else has raised their hand at this point in time.
Well, pick one and open
up
your line.
You got the list,
Gary.
Do Jane?
Well, okay. Yeah, let's do Jane.
Hi, Jane. You always have so many wonderful things to add.
I've been busy. I've been using the burn patches and recording and sharing my results, if any, with about 30 girlfriends on Telegram. I've had a couple of girls say, I'm not interested, and okay, that's fine. You don't want to follow my progress. That's fine. Go ahead and do that. I like the new format. Much, much, much more interesting, not repetitive. I like it that you have someone come on. I'm assuming that you've gone ahead and asked them ahead of time, you know, if they would share their story. Very interesting. I got a lot out of that. Is there somewhere, my question is, I like this idea of point system, where I think I can get people, like I've got one girlfriend that signed up under me, but she hasn't purchased anything yet. I would like to encourage her to go ahead and start visiting and listening to some of these videos. So is there a list somewhere, you know, if you have a somebody listening to a video, how many points for what, and do these ever expire? I can go ahead and accumulate them.
Each one of the radio shows are archived. We do have a place for the video, but it's not where we would know they watched it. Maybe that's something we need to try to put a combination together with Brett so we could actually get something where if people watch it, because what we normally like to try, or what I do, and this is what I do with the people on my team, is I ask them to basically send, you know, whenever somebody goes to www.quantumsolutionsnow.info, and they fill that form out, and I ask them basically to be on the phone and three-way me so I know which videos to send them on your behalf. And then I tell them as we're talking to them, I want them to watch the 2 to 3 minute videos of the ones that they're interested in. And when they get through watching them, I want them to contact me and the person that invited them, because I want to quiz them. I'm not saying they didn't watch them, but I want to quiz them on what they watched and see what they really learned, because I might pick up something new that they learned. But at the same time, it requires a lot of dedication into being on the phone with people. But while I'm listening to them and talking to them, I'm getting to know them a little better. And by building up that trust and listening to them, and when they listen to the video, I immediately get those out. But 90% of the time, Irv and I can close 90% of those people into ordering something from your website, so and sign them up and get them where when they order, you're making money, and they're going to do the exact same thing. So if we create a system where everyone's contacting the upline and they either contact Richard or they contact myself or they contact Irv or Sheila or any one members of our team that is good at, you know, listening to people and helping them close, we can help close more sales. But you could go to www.blog. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's a little too confusing. I had one girlfriend go there, and what she's interested in is the burn patches, but you're saying that's not available. My recommendation
unless
is
you build up a lot of, unless you build up a lot of points, because see, to do the burn correctly, to lose weight, you know, you could put one and get a little detox, but you're not going to see nothing. It takes three burns to go around your stomach. Well, that's just a 3 days. They're not going to see something literally in a 3 day period. So they would need to
build
up points.
May I finish my comment?
Yes.
May I finish my comment? If you're only going to offer four different, then that's the only videos you should have on there. Automate it that they sign in to watch it. So you have the name. You've got a stamped with a name. You've got it stamped with a phone number. Got it stamped with an email address, and have them watch the four videos and then make a space in there for comments or questions. So you, for each one of them, and then at the bottom, when all four are filled out, when all their information is filled out, they can hit submit and go ahead and send it right into you. And you want to have that as a separate website so Richard or whoever, we get a new caller on the phone, he can just go ahead and send them that link right then and there. I think it would be faster, and you're not going to lose as many people that have gone through the cracks. Irv went ahead and called my girlfriend, Devorah. She's real nervous about it. She won't even return my phone calls to me. And I'm trying to talk to her and say, look, let's talk about this. If you're upset about it, you don't want to ever talk to it again, then that's fine, please. And I can't get her to return my calls. So I've spooked her somehow, and I don't know how to fix it. That's just my comment. So I like the idea of the points being built up. Richard, what are you talking about? Meetings, when you have meetings, what, you invite people into your home? Do you feed them a meal? Are you renting out a restaurant? What are you doing?
No, I have meetings. I've been holding meetings for some of them up to 15 years, once or twice a month, on different topics, a lot of different subjects. And so I bring handouts to the meetings, which I can only do so much with it. They can pick up every now and then. Someone will share a testimonial about, you know, how one of the products is impacting them. And then people will often have questions either after the meeting or they'll call me up afterwards and want to get a hold of some products. So they're not the traditional in-home meetings or restaurant meetings. We haven't done any of that because it's all been closed, you know, for the last year here. And I know Irv's had experience doing that before all of this happened too. That was pretty successful in this and, you know, and prior to this with everything. So, but right now that's all I'm doing. But I have to be very careful. I really can't make it like anyone is being pressured to buy something from me. Otherwise, they'd shut my meeting down. So I have to be as casual and passive and non-aggressive as possible. So I try to let the handouts do the talking for me.
Right. Okay. That's helpful. I've been wearing the CBD tag, and it's out, and I've got it on a short chain, so it's right up around my neck. It's not tucked down inside of my blouse. When I have it, and if somebody asks me a question about it, then I share with them the benefits that I'm getting from this. Okay, that's my thoughts and my comments for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Herb, you want to address any of that?
Hold on. Herb dropped off and came back on. I got him on here twice.
Can you hear me?
Okay, now we can. Yes. Yeah, you went off and came back, I guess. So.
Okay. Specifically, I have brand partners that have home meetings on a fairly regular basis. They're Zoom meetings, and they, you know, tell me when it's going to be, and we, you know, schedule it accordingly. They operate the Zoom because I'm, you know, absolutely incompetent. And ultimately, I'm in their living room or I'm in their dining room. Have one brand partner out in California that does it at lunchtime on a regular basis. He invites, you know, a couple friends, and we have a, you know, casual presentation, and, you know, we do the muscle testing, and they do it. You know, we have their guests, you know, stand up and, you know, test each other, and it's a blast. And you know, it's such a simple way to demonstrate and prove the importance of our technologies in a casual, you know, kind of at home, you know, simple, friendly forum. So, you know, we could do that anywhere in the world. You know, it's just amazing how that technology works. And it, you know, effectively pretty much affords us the opportunity to close those new prospects into the business right at the dinner table. So, you know, if your imagination can conceive it, we can create it.
I'm going to think about this a little more, about having a Zoom meeting. Thank you.
Sure.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and it's fun. I mean, you know, you get to meet some really cool people, and, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, traveling or expensive lunch dates or whatever. It's at home. You know, somebody puts a little barbecue together or whatever they want to do, or just snacks, and, you know, and you know, it's just so pleasant compared to, you know, formal hotel meetings. It's you know, hugely beneficial, in my opinion, for those people that are willing to begin to do that.
Well, thank
okay.
you.
Anything else, Jane? Was that it?
No, that's it for this evening for me.
Thank you, as always.
Thanks, Jane.
Quick question,
Jane. You mentioned that you're, you know, kind of charting, you know, your benefit with friends on the burn journey, but we didn't hear any
mm-hmm.
of the good things or bad things. Did you, you know, preliminarily notice some detox or some, you know, inch loss? Are you measuring every week religiously, or are
I've
you,
only
you know,
started
going?
On Sunday. Sunday
okay.
morning,
we need to get
I put
the
on
chart.
The first patches. I put on the first patches. I weighed myself. No, I haven't. I'm struggling on getting. I'm at right at 180 pounds, so that's 90 ounces of water. And I'm struggling to get the water in. I did notice. I feel much clearer. I've got to get the tape measure out, and I will do that tomorrow and post that with my 30 girlfriends. I haven't, it's too soon to tell. Sunday morning, that's my weigh-in time. So, you know, if I lose some inches, I'll be happy. If I lose a half a pound, couple pounds, I'll be happy. So we'll see.
Now,
okay.
Jane, did you take a picture of when you first started? You should take a picture. If you haven't, go ahead and take one now. And are you using the food freshness and the earthing card water to put in your refrigerator and try to drink that water? Because that will also make a difference. And also, if you'll put a CBD, the CBD resonator, I know you got the pet tag, but if you'll put a CBD resonator down on your stomach beside the three burns and put a CBD resonator down there with you, with that and drink, and try to drink the water. And if you energize that water over a period of a week, you're going to find that you're going to start craving that water, and you'll learn to drink more and more. You just take, you know, keep it everywhere you go, and like a little thermos, and, you know, just take sips. It does not take long to eliminate that kind of water. And in our, we need to get that chart. Go ahead.
I keep the food freshness card right by my chair. I'm not a TV person. I read a lot. So I have it right here by my chair with my books. And when I bring my water out from the refrigerator, I set it on that card. And I've been waiting about 10, 15 minutes before I start drinking it. I didn't know I should also put a – I thought this, the CBD tag would be enough, but I'm hearing you tell me it's better if I put one down with the other – around my belly with the other resonators, that I'll get better results. All right, I'll do that.
That's just what I did. And Herb, we need to get, she couldn't find the chart. I was telling her all the places to measure. And I think
it's
Richard told me once before.
He could. It's on tinyurl.com/sharingtools. Go down to the section on burn, and there's a link there to get that chart.
Okay. I thought I went through everything on that website, but obviously I missed something. So let me, I'll have to go downstairs to the library that we have here in the building. I'll have to use their computer down there. I don't have a computer here in my apartment anymore, and print that out. That will be very helpful.
Great.
Anyone got any additional questions or thoughts or comments before we close it out?
Liz and Bailey are the only other two.
All right, Liz, you got a question or comment?
I've been working from 7 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night because I have so much energy.
Love it. Amazing.
It works.
All I can say, Liz, is it will get better.
It does.
Yeah.
The more you wear them
and the more you have on, the more energy you have. It's just amazing.
I had a customer tonight, and I was telling her about it, and she says, "Oh, I don't believe in all this stuff." But anyhow, I said, "Did you see the garden I put in?" And I mean, I've put in a large garden, and I had to dig up all that sod and stuff. I have it three times as big as what it was last year. And anyhow, she asked me how old I was, and I told her, "Well, I'm 30-some years older than she is." And she goes, "Oh, my goodness." She says, "I can't even do that. I couldn't do that myself." But she's not interested in any of this. She left me there. She wouldn't take what I wanted to give her. But I've worked better than I have for 2 years now. And I mean, the doctors, they were ready to give me up a couple years ago because I was so bad. So I just keep going.
And just a thought, you know, even though the woman was not, you know, very receptive to whatever you were talking about, she may have been receptive to, you know, simply saying, "Hey, do you like magic?" And if she said, "Yeah," then it's time to play with the earthing card, demonstrate. You know, I don't believe any of this stuff.
I did tell her to look up earthing, and, you know, I said, if you have a smartphone, look up earthing and read on earthing. And she said she would.
Yeah. That's great.
A lot of people think this is magic, and they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Right, but when you demonstrate that their life gets improved right in front of their own perceptions, it's not magic anymore. It's now the vitality of their body beginning to work. You know, you explained what that did is it brought you back to normal, the way you should be. That's not magic.
I know. I know that for so many people. I've had a few people tell me it's magic and they don't want to have anything to do with it. I did have someone that was going to call in last night and listen, and you were having problems with the call last night.
Terrible night, yes.
I hope I've given him two of the cards that I hand out already. He's a customer. And so he said he was going to listen last night, and I was disappointed that you had problems.
Right.
It happens. It's technology. It happens. We had a Brandon partner that something happened, and with all the stress, I'll take the blame for that one. With all the stress that I've got going in my life right now, I've got a mother dying, I got a wife dying, and I've got surgery, and I've been out of work 3 weeks, and the bill keeps coming for the cancer bill, and it's like, it's none of nobody's fault. I'll take the hit for the last night, because she may have told me, but it's just, not getting any sleep and being at the hospital day and night, kind of worried about your mother. It's kind of like, it's hard to really describe, but, I think I was averaging 2 or 3 hours. I told somebody that day, I says, God, I miss trucking. And they said, why? I said, well, at least I can get 3 or 4 hours consistently instead of 10 to 15 minute naps here and there. And I said, because 10 or 15 minute naps every 5 or 6, 7 hours just doesn't get it. And we finally talked to the hospital today and told them, said, hey, instead of having somebody come in every 30, 45 minutes, and waking my mother up and poking and prodding, I need y'all to organize and everybody come at one time. not all throughout the entire night. Right. There's no wonder she has no energy. She's not getting no rest. And they finally agreed. So today was a little bit better. So hopefully tonight will be a whole lot better. I've got them all coming in. Basically, around 10 to 11, about 11 o'clock tonight, they're going to give her all her meds. They're going to do all the everything that they got to do, and there'll be like 4 or 5 nurses, I guess, at one time coming in, and they'll get it all done, get her all her medicine, and do everything they got to do, and then they won't be bothering her unless we need them, throughout the night. But it's just that every 35, 45 minutes, somebody coming in and opening the door and turning on a light and are you okay, Miss Dale? It's just like, geez, no rest. That's one of the reasons I said I'd rather be trucking. But thank you, everybody, and thank you, everybody that does the prayers.
Well, I'll
take the hit for last night. It's my fault.
Well,
anyone
we'll be
else?
Praying for he's
thank
coming
you.
In again. Get something. I'll remind him to call again.
Well, Saturday night's going to be a great call. Saturday night will be a great call. Sunday night's going to be absolutely wonderful. Monday night is our military. It's always a blast with our military. And then Wednesday nights are normally great. We're hoping that we can get Miss Pam. If everybody would say a prayer for Pam and we twist her arms, maybe we can get Pam to take over our Wednesday nights. And that way we got something's going to be completely 100% dedicated and be there, and she'll be our Wednesday night personnel, because Richard handles most of it. And we got another new guy by Steve. He fills in sometimes on Saturday nights. Sean had to get, I don't know what happened with Sean, but something happened with Sean, so we got Steve. It's a work in progress, and we love each and every one of you. Irv and I appreciate every single one of you, but I want to just be point blank honest. I have been in this industry, way back since the 80s. And I have never, ever seen what Irv and I put together where you can use somebody else's money, literally build a business, and have unlimited access to free samples and give away as many free samples as you need to give away. Have a radio show that will help you promote your business. Have people that are willing to help you like Richard and Joey and Pam and Herb and myself and Scott and Teresa and, you know, and some of our branding partners that really get this. I've never seen all this, and then have a manufacturer that manufactures it, does your shipping for you, puts everything together, and gives away some of the stuff that they give away when people purchase. I've never seen any of this all come together with something as valuable as this in my entire life. Am I missing the boat somewhere, Irv?
No, it's a unique, absolute perfect storm. And for those people that are sharp enough to realize the blessings that they have in their hands, they're going to have, you know, the ability to have amazing impact on their world, on the world, on their world, on their, you know, legacies, if they want to create a legacy or if they want to float a charity to a level that, you know, they never imagined being able to, you know, contribute to the level that they will be able to develop. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. I keep pinching myself the more I look at where we're going with all of this. And another thing I want to mention, I sent out a video the other day. I ran into a woman on the internet that specifically is selling, you know, some kind of frequency device that is ultimately about bringing the body into balance with the mind. And I have no idea, you know, what she's selling or, you know, the price or the complication. But the way it works is that you specifically have to be influenced. You load an app, I think, to your phone, and you have to be influenced by that frequency, you know, for a long time, you know, several times a day. And it's just complex. In my opinion, based upon my initial observations and, you know, kind of understanding from the webinar, we had our preliminary webinar on our Balance Plus, I believe that that modality has the ability to do that. I mean, you know, it literally will allow your body, simply by putting on a peel and stick, to, you know, configure itself with frequencies. And again, there's musical tone frequencies in it. And then we know that, you know, it has ashwagandha. We know, you know, some basic, you know, little glimpse into what it has embraced in it as far as frequencies. But it is the mind-body connection modality. And everybody will have such an epiphany when your mind and body come together appropriately, naturally. And you know, if you're looking for success in your life, if you're looking, you know, for the next level of development in your ultimate health journey, the combination of mind and body is where it's at. And all I can say is experience it and share it, and you're going to impact so many people's lives, including your own.
Irv, before we close out, we got about 2 minutes. Remember when we were getting and got life debt when back years ago? We got 90 seconds, but remember when we were back years ago was getting a quarter of a penny on selling a long-distance communication? Can you share with everybody how much, what we built that up to within a year and a half to 2 years, how much money we were making per month selling a long-distance service and getting just on certain levels like just a quarter of a penny? Will you please explain to them and tell the difference with the tools?
All I can say is, you know, we were able to develop significant income, almost 20 grand on a monthly basis. It went on for years based upon what we developed in the first, you know, couple years of actively developing that business. This income opportunity is hundreds of times what that opportunity was. And, you know, we're at the very beginning of a trend. We're in, you know, a global business. That was only a U.S. business. All I could say is, please wake up and smell the roses. Begin to invite people, because you're going to flourish and impact so many people's lives if you do this right. And you might as well start now.
10 seconds. Thank every one of you. Come back on Saturday night, and you don't know what you got on. You got your hands on. Good night, everyone. God bless you. We love you. See you Saturday night in Saturday morning webinar. Goodbye, everyone. Good night.
Thanks.